These things are much more exciting than talking about ones.
Yeah.
So we're going to try them out tonight at 9 o'clock.
Is everybody here?
No.
Really? We're missing a couple.
I have in my pocket here, for distribution to each of you, your district chorus champions pin. Which would be nice to wear on your tuxedo lapel this evening. All right, so.
Either get it now, so just stay. As soon as the judge has one tuxedo.
Which side, Ray?
There's a good question. Which side? Put it on the left. There's a buttonhole on the left. Yep.
Driver's left.
Thing.
Very good.
Okay, we got to stop. Hand them out.
Steven, behind you.
Yes.
We're ready.
Oh, my name is Steven too. Steve, I thought you were talking to me.
Can you turn around?
Yeah, I did.
PH or VEN?
What's behind me? Something happened.
The other
V. Oh, no, I'm PH.
You are PH? Okay. All right, I was feeling a bond there until you said that. All right, well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Cool. So this is what you got?
Yeah. So far.
Oh, very neat, very neat. And we have a good chunk of the chorus here?
Almost everybody.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad about that, because that means we can actually do some stuff here rather than just me talk. You know, that gets boring fast. My name is Steve Armstrong. I was one of the music judges. And, I said, congratulations. You guys have been, obviously, the skill level that you brought to the stage, you've been through this a number of times. You've heard music judges talk about what it is that we're listening for. So, you want me to recap that quickly or just not? Okay, all right, beautiful. All right, so let's move on then. Last night was the end of the world. Now, I should mention, if you've looked at the scores, have you read the scores up to the guys?
Yes.
Right. So there was a little, you'll notice that in the music category, in the other categories, they all scored pretty close. And you're not going to like me to say this, but I have to admit that my score is probably more in alignment with what the rest of the judges were doing. And Dave admitted, you know, I think I was just a little on the high side of these guys. I know you wish it was the other way around. I get that. But I think it's good for you to know that. And I would say the same thing if I had scored you too high and thought afterwards that I had. Because you have another contest coming up at some point, 6 months from now or a year from now. And you don't want misleading information going into there that could set you up for disappointment or not to appreciate what you achieve. You may improve considerably and your score might not go up because, you know, it means we're just a little bit too high. So I was 70, Dave was 76, I was 69, he was 75, and probably low 70s is really more the right answer there, all right? So now, what's happening really well? Last night was the end of the world. First of all, some things that I know don't happen by accident, and so congratulate you on what you've achieved here. You sing with a nice legato line. Now I bet you've done a lot of work on singing these smooth lines, connecting all the sounds. That's great. There's evidence of an understanding of the song and how to develop the story. There's shape in it. You know, particularly noticeable from about halfway through the chorus, where it starts more or less a long, slow build, and that's actually in the world, long, slow build right to the end. As we're moving towards the climax of this, the most passionate, dramatic moment of the song. That's fantastic. Let me see if we have, often we have similar things in both songs. I want to just look at these both quickly before we start to talk. One of the things I'd suggest, you know what? Okay, in both songs, do you stand the chorus in sections?
Modified. No. The basses are together. It's a wedge and dividing parts.
Where do the baritones stand? Where are the baritones?
Both sides.
All right. So there are one or two baritones on this side. They're just hanging out a little bit. All right? You're just a little loud when you're above the lead. You're just kind of, the voice isn't quite blending in, so just hear baritone, a little too hangy out there, sir. All right? So just be careful with that. I don't know who it is, but I know what's happening over here somewhere. That happened a little bit in both songs. All right? Now, here's something to think about. So all that work that you did on singing nice legato phrases, and you're doing that on the Aptune 2, which is even tougher, way to go on that. There's a simple thing that needs a little bit more attention, and that is agreement as to where the chorus breaths are. All right? A simple thing, but it's not something that you've paid enough attention to yet. You know, rose-colored glasses, I'll confess, sorrow, the word sorrow I think you have, and some guys are singing right through there, and some aren't, and it's maybe about a 50-50 split, it seems. So why do I mention that? Well, here's why. Because two things happen. One is there's a loss of vocal energy there. Without even looking, I can tell it's happening. So I hear that drop of energy in the sound, and then it continues on again. The other thing is sometimes guys try and sneak a breath in there where it's not supposed to be a breath, and they finish the word before the breath, and that means they have to be finishing it before everyone else who is not breathing, right? The breath consumes some time. So what's before it or after it gets out of alignment, precision-wise, with everything else. It's just impossible not to. That time comes from somewhere, right? So it's really important that you know where the chorus breaths are and where they are not, and that you don't breathe in those spots. If you have to take a breath somewhere, do it somewhere else, and leave something out to accomplish that. Right? I was harping on this with my chorus on Monday night. See, I was pounding on them, it was just driving me crazy. So maybe it was just more, you know, in the front of my brain here. But my chorus is a pretty good chorus, and I still have to remind them of this. So don't feel bad about it, but learn it, and then don't have that be a problem anymore. All right? All right, now, let's do some singing. Which song should we sing? Let's sing Rose Colored Glasses.
Yeah, I'm moving
slide that back a little bit. Yeah.
Mr. Sunshine, no, the word is no, right? Put the end sound at the beginning of the next one. So make sure that O arrives exactly together, everyone at the same time. We didn't that time. And then the next few syllables were not quite in sync because of that. All right, try it again.
Oh, what a day, here we go.
Oh, what a day, Mr. Sunshine. Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Look at the world and everything that passes seems rosy to you somehow.
Rose-colored glasses, a little bit longer in the vowel sound, yes. There, please. So the S's get messy, right? If we don't get them perfectly aligned. And so we have it there, we have it again. Passes, seems, rosy. Passes, seems. Those S's become combined into one, right? Passes, seem. Passes, seem. Right? Passes, seem. See if we can just clean that up a little bit. Can we start right on? Because I'm looking at the world?
Yes.
Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Look at the world and everything that passes seems rosy to you somehow.
Good, all right. So way to go at that. And we could go on and just really pound that home for, you know, if we had lots of time, but we don't. Any minute now, they're gonna come and say, you know, I gotta move on. So let's talk about one more thing. Just sing a little bit below the pitch much of the time. For example, baritone's on, seems rosy hue, that note there, that was just sitting on the low side. I'd like to see that one live a little bit higher. All right, the very beginning, oh, what a day, Mr. Sunshine. Lead, so I'd like to hear that a little bit higher on there. Just see if we can just sit a little bit higher on a lot of these pitches. Let's not go back there. Let's go back to, because I'm looking at the world, and see if we can, baritones, when we get there, and everyone else, just be a little bit more attentive to pitch, please.
Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems a rosy hue somehow, somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wink your eye. No, sir, you needn't guess. I'll confess, certain someone just said yes in a bungalow. All covered with roses, I will settle down, I vow. That's why I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now.
Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, and someone stuck their breath right there. Rose-colored glasses, and I heard you finish the word ahead of everybody else, right? That's what I'm talking about. Right? But good job. Baritone's a better job in pitch. If we had, I wish we had like all afternoon, because we would stop and we'd break this down, because we could do some work on pitch with every section here. We're not going to have time to do that. Can we just have the leads and basses start, because I'm looking at the world?
Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses.
Stop. What key is it? F?
F-sharp.
F-sharp? Can you go C-sharp for me, please? That's how high the lead note is. I'm looking at the world. What you're doing is kind of C-sharp minus. It's kind of in between C-sharp and C natural. And when we freshen up the pitch, you're not cleansing the palate. You're just kind of keeping that old one in your brain. And you're not getting it lifted back up again. Let's hear that F sharp again. So you start on the third note of the scale, right? So singing the first note, basses and leads. Pretty good, bone A sharp for me, please. For B flat.
3 minutes.
All right. That's how high the first lead note is. Lead sing. Good. So hear the same pitch again, please. The same one you just blew? Right, that's just sounds a little bit bright. Let's sit up on top of that so that sounds dull. Right, one more time. Good. Now basses, you start on the C sharp. Right, is your C sharp for me? Listen high on that one, please. Two parts. We're not agreeing, basses. We have some there and some down there a little bit. Sit nice and high on it. One more time. There we go. Four parts. Sing four parts on that, please. Good. So baritones, you're all in that octave above the basses, right? All the way up there. Not just most of an octave, all the octave. Here we go, one time. Alright, here we go, let's go.
Because I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses, everything is rosy now. Looking at the world and everything that passes seems a rosy hue somehow, somehow. Why do I feel so spry? Don't wink your eye. No, sir, you needn't guess. I confess, certain someone just said yes in a bungalow. All covered with roses, I will settle down, I bow, I bow. That's why I'm looking at the world through rose-colored glasses. Everything is rosy now. I say goodbye to Mr. Sorrow. How do you do, Mr. Joy?
I say goodbye to Mr. Sorrow. Is there a breath there?
No. Not for anybody, but yes, there are some.
And there is for some.
We were going to say, yeah, we work and work and work.
Or Right, and you're probably distracted because you have a visual movie.
Well, I, no, it's a very long phrase before.
It's a long phrase.
And there, we either need to engineer a real breath in there somewhere else.
Or teach them how to cover for it.
Or to cover properly and not think that's a good spot.
Right, so here's something to try somebody. This is what you should do sometime. This will be fun. Have the chorus sing this song or some other song and just go and never have a chorus breath in it. There's no spot. So you know all the spots where it's a natural spot to breathe. You guys know where they are, right? It's the spots that you want to
breathe. They're taking them, right? Yeah.
So the exercise will be, don't ever breathe in one of those spots. Always breathe in the middle of a phrase somewhere, in an unnatural spot, and leave something out.
Time's up.
Okay, and do it with your back to them. And listen, and see if you can notice any spots where there's any chorus breath. All right, so you don't have any visual cues going on. And do that a few times until it gets to the point where they know how to get the breath without it disrupting anything in the sound, doing the cover phrasing properly. And now we start, you know, playing where the group breaths are and put them in the right spots. You know, when you have a long phrase, it doesn't mean you want any individual to sing the whole phrase, right? You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
Right. Good. Well, okay. So we're just touching some, just the starts of some things here. But you're at a good level, you want to get to the next level. And there's diligence required here. You can't just say, well, if you guys are breathing there, that's not okay anymore. We're a little bit below the pitch. It's not okay anymore. You need to be diligent about that. And the great thing is, it's fun to sing well. And so these things, when you start to achieve them, the rewards are well worth the effort, I think. Anyways. So congratulations. Let me say that again. Congratulations on what you've achieved so far, and please consider the wonderful benefits of achieving greater things in the time to come. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.